A report in the Cape Times today reads, the controversial homeschooling policy has been approved by the Council of Education Ministers and is now being prepared to be promulgated into law. The policy, among others, provides for registration, implementation and monitoring of homeschooling. The policy was presented to DBE Management Structures and approved by The department is aware that a group is opposed to the policy and has been spamming departmental officials requesting that the policy not be promulgated, but considering the extensive and blah 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 consultation process, the Department of Basic Education is confident that all comments on the policy have been adequately ventilated. Shirley Ervier is on the line to us now, a homeschool curriculum author, a consultant and an activist. Shirley, good afternoon.
Hello, thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
Are you somebody who's perhaps mostly satisfied with the consultation process and what is going to be promulgated into law, or do you still have serious reservations?
Well, we haven't seen this new approved version of the policy that's going to become law, so it's actually very difficult for us to make comments. We can only base it on the draft policy, which was publicized in 2017 at the end of last year. But as a homeschooling parent and activist and consultant, I was not very impressed with that draft policy, and I voiced my objections, and now we're going to wait to see what version of it is going to become law.
Okay, so the confidence that all comments on the policy have been adequately ventilated is not shared by yourself and others in the homeschooling community?
No, and based on the whole process that's been followed up till this point, we haven't been given reason to be confident that we have been heard.
Okay, because I mean, Gemma has just sent me a text message which reads, John, you said some homeschoolers, I didn't, I was reading what the Cape Times said, I have no idea of what the situation is, some homeschoolers to be against the proposed registration. In fact, the overwhelming majority of home educators oppose registration due to intrusive and uninformed officials, lack of training and protocol of government officials, use of standardized testing, which is to be CAPS aligned, although CAPS is generally failing our country, lack of recognition of a parent's right of choice as provided for in the Constitution, and the fact that government wishes to financially punish those looking for a better quality of education than state schools provide. Would that be a summary of the objections that you'd agree with?
Yes, those are some very good points that probably many would agree with. You know, the DBE says that a small group are objecting, but I would really wonder how many people were actually in favor of this, the proposed policy changes.
Are you in favor of any kind of registration? Because as somebody who is admittedly ignorant about what goes on in home schools, it was not a choice that Penny and I considered for the education of our children at all, and they are well out of school, so it's not something that I'm personally familiar with. But I am of the uninformed opinion that it is good to have some kind of oversight that happens, because the best interests of the child need to be served. And how do you know whether homeschooling is best serving the interests of a child unless you have some way of monitoring the quality of that homeschooling?
Well, international research and practice in other countries has shown that there is very little difference in the academic outcome of children home educated in states where there are strict regulated controls versus states where there are no controls in place and parents have total freedom. And in South Africa, the Children's Act actually provides law that deals with situations where parents are neglectful of their duties. So as homeschoolers, we feel that there is already law in place to cover that rare scenario where a parent isn't fulfilling the right of the child to receive education. And so at best, I would maybe support a notion of notification, that we just notify the DBE that we are home educating our child, but that they need to respect that in general parents do act in the best interests of their child. And where there is an allegation or a suspicion that that's not happening, then social welfare and the Children's Act and that process can be set set on the roll.
And who does that? I mean, who brings those violations of the Children's Act to the attention of authorities if there is no method of overseeing what is going on in a homeschooling environment?
Well, it's the same process as happens if children if parents neglect to feed their children or clothe their children or house their children. There are mandatory reporters in our society, such as doctors, policemen, medical care practitioners, teachers, church pastors, the religious leaders, and of course anybody in the general public who feels that their neighbor or somebody they know is being a little bit neglectful can report that.
Okay. And
why should education be in a special category of its own? Children have a right to, you know, all those other things that parents must provide too. We don't have to submit a diet to the department of whatever to tell them what we're feeding our children. But now they want us to submit plans for the education of our children. It's like they're giving this one thing a different category of importance than all those other things, which are equally important for children.
Okay, so you would not support any kind of monitoring, whether it's by government or by an industry body, if homeschooling can be described as an industry, a kind of self-regulation, something which a homeschooling association which is formed and which has a code of conduct which is in some way monitored and enforced. You're content to say that homeschoolers obviously have the best interests of their children at heart, and the kind of education that they will give them will equip them to take a place in the world as adults, and the parents know best, and let's leave it to the parents.
Yes, there are countries that have that kind of a policy, and it does seem to be working for the most part. So it would work, as I say, I think registration
would be minimum.
Sorry,
can I ask what would work? Having an industry body would work? Or just leaving it to the parents?
No. Leaving parents, respecting the rights of parents to choose the form of education that is in their best interests.
Okay. And you're confident, you would know this much better than I, you're confident that the homeschooling is giving the children who are being homeschooled the skills, the aptitudes, the ability to cope in the wider world, that they are not being educated according to perhaps a blinkered view of the world that the parent might hold.
Oh, absolutely not. There's such a wide variety of views that home educating parents and the homeschooling movement holds that it's definitely not just blinkered people with, you know, a narrow mindset that are choosing this form of education. And if you look at the results that the state school system is providing, where over 40% of children are dropping out at the end of grade 10 and we've got a huge unemployment rate, home educators are realizing we need to teach our children that they're going to probably have to be job creators and not think they're going to be job takers in this economy. And so they are teaching their children skills and pursuing courses and career directions that will enable them to do that. And so they have a very out-the-box mindset. They are entrepreneurial much of the time. And, you know, just homeschooling is non-conformist. So people are realizing we've got to find other ways to survive and to equip our children to survive in the adult world and in the economic environment.
I have a WhatsApp in from Sarah Shirley, who describes herself as a teacher who has filled in hundreds of Form 22s, which is the report of neglect abuse form for her students. And she writes, teachers are by far the main source of reports of neglect, except homeschooled kids don't see teachers. So yes, John is right. Hard to pick up transgressions of the Children's Act without other adults regularly seeing the child.
By the same token, there are also a vast number of cases where teachers are the perpetrators of abuse. And so many parents feel that their children are safer at home than in a school environment where there are adults and other children who abuse and bully and violate them. So you see, there's no magic answer. There's no one ideal environment. We do live in a broken world where there are some people who neglect their children. But, you know, one has to assume that the population is innocent and you just have to find the guilty one, but you can't treat everybody as guilty until proven innocent. And that's sort of how homeschoolers feel they're being treated.
Shirley Ervier, thank you very, very much indeed. Homeschool curriculum author, consultant and activist.